Mary Faith took all his energies, was a celibate preacher for 32 good seasons at Hazelwood Hamlet, single room, one and only house of worship in the trees. She was a beauty of body in only 15 years. He made his lessons in virtue a little too clear on Sunday afternoons off by themselves in the meadow just outside of town. Did he misappropriate a kiss, or was he really just a dedicated teacher? We can judge him, remember that we're all the same. Hey, hey, the details are fuzzy, but nothing's ever as it seems. In the case of the wine-soaked preacher, ashore, but never learned to swim. Her lungs filled up with water. She eddied down the stream, face down on up around the bend where that old current's at its worst. And with the unborn baby of unknown sire, there were two dead in the water, but really three died if you count the preacher's will. But man, you gotta admit it sure did solve his problems. Did he drown her in the river? Did she sleep? And did he really try to reach her? Before we can judge him, remember that we're all the same. Hey, hey, the details are fuzzy and nothing's ever as it seems. In the case of the wine-soaked preacher, grace or a lot more fire and a little less chaste. Well, I don't know exactly what it was, but the sermons were never quite the same after that, I'll tell you. He died alone and anonymous, and that's a fitting fate for an undiscovered diddler, but a terrible waste of an innocent man. And no one really knows for sure about that but him, and he ain't talking. Was he evil and a drunk, or just another one of God's poor creatures? We can judge him, remember that we're all the same. Hey, hey, the details are fuzzy and the nothing's ever as it seems. In the case of the wine-soaked preacher, did he misappropriate a kiss, or was he really just a dedicated teacher? Did he drown her in the river? Slipping, did he really try to reach her? Was he evil and a drunk, or just another one of God's poor creatures? God's poor creatures, lacking features in the bleachers with we beseechers.
Down. to understand. A few words of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from a soul rapping man have more weight in this life than 1,000 men of science and technology ever can.
Yeah, thank you, Deacon DJ Dudot. Now, I'd like to introduce myself as the preacher Pope Chump.
Amen.
And I'm going to go on because y'all know I got it going on.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, today, I'm going to talk about my life, my days of growing up in the church of God in Christ. They tried to put restrictions on my life. They said that a preacher could not rock the mic. What? But I said wrong. They also said that a preacher cannot pimp strut.
I cannot pimp strut.
But I said wrong.
You know about Hare Krishna?
Mm-mm.
You know about the Moonies, Reverend Moon from Korea?
Mm-hmm.
You know about the Baptists?
Not
you know
really.
About the holy roly, the hillbilly mountain type of religion?
No.
The shouting and the typing?
No.
You know about African voodoo ritual dances?
Not really.
But you have seen it in motion pictures?
No.
Then the concept is metaphysics, occult science, something to deal with the scary part of life.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what the better word that you know. Obaki.
That's ghost.
Does it matter? Ghost or what? It's something that's unnatural for people in this world to deal with. There are people in this world have places here they call haunted houses. Some people are afraid of ghosts. Some people will not walk through the graveyard.
あなたは私のものになるの。What power is here?
スクリーミングJ。
心も体も
Who dare challenge me?
頭の中まで私のものになるのスクリーミンジェイ
Where are you?
あっという間のおまじないきっとあなたは気がつかないわあなたは私のものになるのよ
It's my dominion!
ずっとあなたは
Well, I'm preaching in the pulpit trying to say so Something in the brush gonna rock and roll Need to know what it's all about And when the day is supposed to begin to shout The dance right now on their toes They ain't doing nothing but the rock and roll I don't know but I've been told They ain't doing nothing but the rock and roll Well, the music's hot, the music's dominant Those good soldiers are really jolly The deacon looking out for the corner of his eye
Listening to your cry.
Go tell the preacher.
How did you wrong?
Go tell the preacher.
Staying way so long.
Go tell the preacher.
What am I supposed to do? I ain't saying nothing, baby, cause it ain't true. You're always telling me what to do. I ain't gonna do this time. Cause I try so hard to please you and treat you right. You just don't pay me no mind. So
go tell the preacher.
I don't wanna know. Bless my soul.
Go tell the preacher.
What am I supposed to do? I ain't saying nothing, baby, cause it ain't true.
Go tell the preacher.
Bless my soul.
Go tell the preacher.
What am I supposed to do? I ain't saying nothing, baby, 'cause it ain't true. In her eyes, they actually did shine bright. But she wouldn't have some Von Ordinel. I was nearly just out of her sight. You can't ever change her mind. You can't save the preacher's daughter. She grew up just like a rattan. She got so high and I was so down. She wanted a much taller man. You can't ever change her mind. Another time, but now here I am, and I can almost feel her legs pressed up next to mine. You can't ever change your mind.
Began their deeds that the people we'll never forget. Well, they changed the board that very day, and our whole team, and fired everyone with power. And Falwell, Nims, and Grutman were on TV before the press within the very hour. Talked to the staff at PTL and convinced them Jim and Tammy had done wrong. They said, support Jerry Falwell and his team if you want to keep your job. They held an auction in the barn and sold brass fixtures from the grand they said were gold. They even sold Max's doghouse, leaving three little dogs out in the cold. We watched them tear apart the park and sell the assets of the ministry at a loss. Saw them file bankruptcy, go to court, and kick Kevin out of his house. They told lies about Jim Baker, tried to ruin him and his life in every way. Let's send Fowl back to Lynchburg and rebuild our heritage, USA. Let's send Fowl back to Lynchburg, help the people rebuild heritage, USA.
Thank you. Trinity. Fields of Nephilim, doing Preacher Man. Then we heard Tammy Faye Baker, The Ballad of Jim and Tammy. Featuring a bunch of dead folks. Like Jimmy Swaggart. And who was the other dude they mentioned? I don't know, George Orwell. That was the other guy. what the hell is that other dude's name? Whatever. Dead Preachers. We heard Preacher's Daughter by Frank Black and the Catholics. In the background, we're playing Miami Priests by Mitchell Froom. And that was from the movie Cafe Flesh, which was a crazy-ass movie. Cafe Flesh. You might want to research. It's funny. It was the first, like, new wave porn film. All right, what else did we hear? We heard Screamin' Joe Neal. Rock and Roll Deacon. Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Voodoo Priestess. KMD, Preacher Pork Chop. Messer Chef's Midnight Preacher. Corb Lund Band doing the Case of the Wine-Soaked Preacher. And then some Dead Hillbillies singing Preacher Got Drunk and Laid Down His Bible. Felt started things off with Preacher New England. So, wow, less than half and then an hour to go. Next week is all songs about doctors in the medical profession. Going up the civilization pyramid. Today is all spiritualists, priests, preachers, deacons, and the lot. I don't know. Weird gig. Weird gig. Don't you think? Yeah, all right, I should tell you something else here. Let's see here. How about this? Every year, more than 3 million athletes suffer a concussion. That's right, where they're playing sports, someone stalks them and hits them over the head with a gigantic corn cob. How can that happen? That is so sad. Concussions can be serious. According to the American Academy of Neurology, any athlete at any level suspected of having a concussion should be cobbed off the field and removed from play and evaluated by a doctor who has training in sports concussions. So there you be with that. How about that? All right, what do we got here? One more. Oof. Every year, thousands of people die. There you go. There's your PSA right there. And many more hospitalized from diseases that could have been prevented by vaccination. Oh, that's hilarious. This is from 2011. Remember that? Welcome back to the dark ages of medicine. Gonna start putting leeches on you next. In these tough economics times, families must choose between health care and other critical needs. Well, there you go again. For more information, Nacho. That's right. The National Association of Nachos. N-A-A-C-H-O. There you go. All right, I should tell you about a show coming on here on the station here too. Tell you one show, then we're going to get back to the action. Oh, how about Rita's Italian Ice? Now, Rita's Italian Ice, I got to say, I'm more of a, I like Rita's Custard better than their Italian Ice. They get specialty flavors of custard, so keep that in mind. That's something they don't even tell you about. You just go up there to get some ice, and it's like, wow, you guys got salted caramel ice cream? Well, damn. So there you go. But Rita's supports us. Thank you, Rita, for supporting us. And they offer a variety of frozen treats. There you go, see? And it mentions their Italian ice, and it's made with real fruit and 95 flavors. Doesn't say anything about their custard, which is really good. Rita's has several locations throughout Pittsburgh, including the one on the Pittsburgh University of Pittsburgh campus. That's right. For more information, ritazice.com. And if you are interested in underwriting WRCT, go right ahead. See if I care. Email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnerships. That's right. You donate a bunch of stuff and I'll make fun of it on the air. How about that? Sounds like a fair deal to me, cheeseball. All right, here is The Swingin' Preacher by Prince Holly Golly, Zombo in Your Brain. this song could be anything. You know, because it's instrumental. So I gotta tell ya, my goodness gravy, Zombo in Your Brain trivia is happening this coming Monday at Spirit. Forgot about it. It's the second Monday of the month. So the second and the fourth Mondays of each month, Zombo in Your Brain trivia happening at Spirit from 6 to 9. That's really a dilly. I think you like it. 6 to 9, I think. Maybe 6 to 8? 7 to 9. 7. I think it's 7 o'clock. 7 to 9. 7 to 8. Let's just show up here and hang out. Because now there's the high hat of smartness that you can wear. It's a giant brain if your team's in the lead. Bonus questions. Fun galore. And prizes for last place. Really, it's. They told me I could do anything I want on this trivia night. And all the hell does break loose. So there you be with that. Other than that, man. Take the last few seconds of this bad boy. RCT.
He told the congregation there should be a law against making movies like the one he saw. Said it embarrassed him through and through, and embarrassed his secretary too. He said the leading lady didn't wear much clothes, and too much of her was exposed. Called her body a walking sin. Brother Montgomery shouted out amen. Old Deacon Griffin standing at the rear shouted, don't believe everything you hear. That's a good movie and he should know. It's his theater and he booked that show. Up stood a teacher from the Sunday school class, said she thought the movie was a blast. Then she went on and testified how dirty movies look through Christian eyes. Then Sister Murphy started down the aisle, on her face a guilty smile. Said she wanted to confess her wrong, she just thought the movie was a bit too long. The preacher started preaching, don't you be ashamed, there ain't nobody here to blame. I know all of you people are good, so blame it on the sinners out in Hollywood. Blame it on the sinners out in Hollywood. Blame it on the sinners out in Hollywood.
I think someone like you feel is one that Tony Joe White has on his album. Backwoods Preacher Man.
Thank you. best you can. Backwards preacher man, tryna give the Lord a hand. He tell everybody, tremble down to his shoe, about the backwoods preacher singing the gospel blues. Backwoods preacher man, doing the best he can.
And the foundation of this congregation.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right now I'm running out of time. Let's see what we got here. Preacher Man by the Stingers. That was the Gibson Brothers, Dirt Preacher. Before that, Link Ray. Backwoods Preacher, we were the Woggles, Deacon Jones. There we go. So that's the sad thing. When I get to this part of the show, I have like 20 songs. I just want to play the best ones. boring.
I personally believe in flying saucers. Now, I'd like to state this before I read the scripture, that I do not think that these people that have supposed to been found by the Martians and saw little green men and rode in the flying saucers, I do not personally believe these stories. Now, I'm not saying that they're not true, but I have a right to believe them just as well as people have a right to accept what I'm going to read out of the Bible about the flying saucers. But I do believe there are such things as flying saucers.
All right. This is Deacon Brown versus the devil. We'll see how this one goes. Hey, I dig this.
But he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Now the bear got down in the middle of the road on all fours like a great big toad and looked that preacher right square in the eye. And the preacher looked at him and said bye-bye. Started down the road and took out the run. The bear right after that preacher did come, running the run for about a mile. Then they both sat down and rested a while. The preacher got up, started again. The bear, he started out with more vim, and they ran and they ran till he spotted the tree set up on the limb. It's a place for me. Bear got close, made a grab for him. Preacher leaped up and he made the limb, pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace." So the good book do declare, "Yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake don't help that bear." Just about then, the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. Reached in his pot, pulled his razor out just before he hit the ground. He hit the ground with an awful bang, it was a terrible sight. The preacher and the bear with the razor in his hair just a-cutting left and right. Well, they rolled around on the ground, the preacher was up and then he was down. The bear let out an awful moan, it looked like the preacher was holding his own. Thought if I'd get out of here alive, that good book I will abide. I'll never sin on Sabbath day and Sunday come, I'll pray and pray to the heavens. He did glance at Lord, just give me one more chance. Then his suspenders gave away and he knocked that bear 10 feet away. Then the preacher got up and made a bound for a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace." So the good book do declare, "Yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes don't help that bear."
and money's hello, goodbye. Life is a circus and money's hello, goodbye. I don't need a preacher to tell me the reasons why. Don't ask me what's happened, the world is upside down. Don't ask me what's happened, the world is upside down. But I got to move till they put me in the ground. Mr. Preacher, I just don't have the time. Sorry, Mr. Preacher, I just don't have the time. Cause freedom is the sermon and life's just a bottle of wine. Don't ask me what's happened, the world is upside down. Don't ask me what's happened, the world is upside down. But I got to move till they put me in the ground. Life is a fire and my life burns in me. Oh, life is a fire and my life burns in me. Come on, Mr. Preacher, why don't you be like me? Don't ask me what's happened, the world is upside down. Don't ask me what's happened, the world is upside down. But I got to move till they put me in the ground.
Thank you.
All right, don't be heard. I'm a yogi. That goes out to Bonnie by the Free Design. Before that, the Preacher and the Bear. Phil Harris. Link Ray, Backwoods Preacher. No Preacher Blues, David Graham. Winding down the original version of the Jezebel Spirit by Brian Eno and David Byrne, featuring Catherine Kuhlman. Crazy old faith healer lady. She actually had them pull this and they had to redo it. But this is the original version, the Jezebel Spirit. Today, all preachers, priests, shamans, and the like. Next week, all doctors. Monday, Zombo in Your Brain Trivia at Spirit. Saturday's Picklesburg. I remain in your brain, RCT Pittsburgh. Didn't get to her vocal part. Whoops. RCT.